I remember sitting in this hall several years ago and listening to Elder Hartman Rector give his first talk. His first words were, "This is a traumatic experience for a convert." Well, Elder Rector, it's not an insignificant experience for one born and reared in the church. And I'm grateful for that rearing. Last Wednesday, I was in Idaho, called Phoenix, and learned that President Hinckley was trying to reach me. I called him that morning and made the appointment to see him Thursday afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, I joined with other members of my family at the funeral of my mother, who had passed away here in Salt Lake the previous Sunday at age 95. She joined my father, who had preceded her 22 years ago, and my wife, who had joined him 4 years ago. I'm grateful for them. I have prayed since Thursday afternoon that a kind and loving Heavenly Father would let them who had been such an influence in bringing me to this position be aware of it. I'm confident they were. I remember as a young boy about to receive the priesthood, as some of you young brethren are here tonight, my father calling me to him and saying, "Albert, if you ever have to choose between me and the church, choose the church." Thankfully, I never had to make such a choice. As my own sons reached that same age, I gave them the same charge. I promised President Hinckley on Thursday afternoon, and now again tonight would like to the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve, and these other brethren, my all, my desire to serve to whatever extent asked, in whatever place asked. 4 years ago, I began service in the Mesa, Arizona temple as a sealer. And during these years, I've had the opportunity to gain a greater appreciation, understanding of, and testimony of the exalting ordinances of the priesthood. That on the heels of a delightful 3-year mission experience in New York City has taught me the importance of the priesthood and its ordinances and the eternal nature thereof. I bear you my witness that I know God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that this is the Church of Jesus Christ. My present wife, a bride of 15 months, has promised that with Rosemary pulling for me over there, and with her pulling for me here, I will succeed. That I know, with the help of the Lord, and to him I promise, I will give my all, in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.